A lone gunman, a lone arson. They are the type of people responsible for all the death and suffering in this world. Or at least that is what they, the powers that be, want us to believe.
Breaking news out of California right now. Officials are giving an update after announcing an arrest in the deadly Palisades fire. A 29-year-old man has been arrested for allegedly igniting the fire, which killed 12 people and destroyed thousands of homes.
Governor Gavin Newsom in L.A. the same day the arrest of Jonathan Rindernecht was announced, the man accused of starting the flames that grew into the Palisades fire.
To have a little bit of closure.
Gavin Newsom wants closure. Or in other words, nothing more to see here, nothing more to talk about. I know thousands of homes were destroyed, people died, but please, no more questions. Okay, moving forward, everything that is to do with the LA wildfire is going to be placed or pinned on this 29-year-old named Jonathan Rindernecht. Got it?
The allegations in the affidavit are supported by digital evidence, including the defendant's ChatGPT prompt of a dystopian painting showing in part a burning forest and a crowd fleeing from it. The allegations are further supported by the defendant's cell phone, his false statements to law enforcement, and his behavior during the Lockman fire, which the defendant is charged with maliciously starting shortly after midnight on New Year's Day of this year, and which eventually became the Palisades fire.
ChatGPT proves it all, except there's just one problem. Why and how did the January 1st Lockman fire grow into the inferno that destroyed most of the Palisades almost a week later? Because that is what they're saying. A small fire somehow grew into a bigger fire nearly a week later. And more interestingly, why are they so quick to want the public to move on? Well, let me tell you. Starting on January 1st, the Lockman fire. That fire, you know, that Mr. Jonathan Rindernecht allegedly started, that fire was supposedly contained, according to this tweet posted by the LA Fire Department. Not only that, the LA Deputy Fire Chief also publicly stated unequivocally in an interview weeks later that, quote, the fire was dead out.
Fire on New Year's Eve. I was not there. I was out of town. However, when that fire broke up, I got myself and my deputy chief were up on the phone talking to each other and talking to the incident commander. I can tell you those people on that fire ground were highly qualified and well-trusted. They also did what they called a cold trailing operation well into the next day. We kept a patrol well over 36 hours. We kept the hose line on the hill. We call it, we kept it plumbed, just to go back and continue to patrol. That fire was dead out.
But is that actually true? Because now we have these newly leaked text messages claiming that firefighters were ordered to leave the smoldering burn site. Quote, firefighters mopping up a small brush fire that authorities say reignited as the Palisades fire 5 days later were ordered to leave the original burn scene, even though they had complained the ground was still smoldering and rocks remain hot to the touch, according to firefighter text messages reviewed by the LA Times. In one text message, a firefighter who was at the scene on January 2nd wrote that the battalion chief had been told that it was a, quote, bad idea to leave the burn scar unprotected because of the visible signs of smoldering terrain, and the rest is history, the firefighter wrote in recent weeks. History, meaning multiple deaths, property damage and loss into the hundreds of billions of dollars, 164 to be exact, based on a recent estimate. So the $164 billion question is, why were these firefighters ordered to leave? Because, according to local residents, in the days between January 2nd and January 6th, they continued to observe smoke wisps drifting from the original ignition site. These sightings, reported through 311, local neighborhood watch alerts, and social media, were consistently dismissed as, quote, post-fire haze. Even though we literally have photo evidence, pictures after the Lockman fire was supposedly put out, that clearly showed the ground was still smoldering. So why wasn't anything done? That we don't know for sure yet. And that is what people like me, the residents of the Palisades, and other journalists are still trying to figure out. But what I can point to are the many coincidences that have happened since those fires. First, since the Palisades fire, about 50% of the lots sold have been bought out by corporations. How convenient is that? Governor Gavin Newsom has also approved this $101 million project to build quote-unquote low-income housing in the Palisades on land that was once previously held by locals. LA Mayor Karen Bass also deleted, allegedly, a bunch of text messages pertaining to the city's lackluster wildfire response, for which she's now being sued. Now, am I saying that the fire was deliberately started so they, meaning the corrupt government officials and corporations, could snag up properties at bargain bin prices, build state-funded low-income housing, and then coordinate a cover-up by deleting the text messages from that day and then pin it on some random 29-year-old? No, that is not what I'm saying. But all of those things did happen.
Why is the Eaton fire treated differently than the Palisades fire? Because it was a totally different fire. Eaton was started by SoCal Edison power lines. They caused the ignition. They're getting sued for it, open and shut. Eaton also had legit 70-mile-per-hour winds at night, so no aircraft could fly. The Palisades fire was different. It's not open and shut. It was a cascade of government and bureaucratic failures that led to a fire that never should have happened. Palisades wasn't power lines. It was a rekindle from a small fire that LAFD and Topanga State Park failed to mop up and left it to smolder unchecked for a week. Unlike Eaton, Palisades only had 20 to 30 mile per hour winds. Aircraft could fly that fire, and they did. The problem is LAFD didn't even order fixed wing tankers for 90 minutes. It burned for an hour and a half, completely unchecked by retardant because they forgot to order the tankers. They had two empty reservoirs, two helispots off lines. They bypassed nearest resources. They sent home engine companies. Arriving assets didn't get comms, plans, nor assignments. They admit they hired chief officers in the LAFD who didn't even know basic wildland firefighting tactics. The Palisades fire was a cascade of bureaucratic failures from Gavin Newsom, Karen Bass, LAFD, LADWP, and the LA County Sheriff. Yes, the Eaton fire was a horrific catastrophe on the same scale as the Palisades, but it was a straightforward wildfire disaster. This unmitigated comedy of errors in the Palisades demands scrutiny, and it's embarrassing journalism from the LA Times attempting to malign Senator Scott and Johnson for their great work getting to the bottom of this criminal negligence that destroyed my town.
My name is James Lee. This is the 5149 Show. Let me know what you think happened in the LA fires down in the comment section below. If you want to support my journalism, please hit that like button, subscribe, share this video so together we can take on the mainstream media and the corrupt government officials and politicians who are destroying America for their own personal gain.
Do you owe citizens an apology for being absent while their homes were burning? Do you regret cutting the fire department budget by millions of dollars, Madam Mayor? Have you nothing to say today? Have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today? Elon Musk says that you're utterly incompetent. Are you considering your position? Madam Mayor, have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today who are dealing with this disaster? No apology for them? Do you think you should have been visiting Ghana while this was unfolding back home?